Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. God's reply to Habakkuk's question about violence, injustice, and suffering is a reminder that his word must be written, shared, and understood. This is why I chose to write my life story, not only to share wisdom and insight, but to inspire others to action. As a follower of Christ, my story is like many others, filled with struggles and triumphs, failures and renewal. In college, I gave in to peer pressure and unhealthy choices. I battled self-doubt, despair, and hopelessness, unable to imagine a better future. Recovery did not come easily. In those dark times, I found myself echoing David's lament in Psalm chapter 10, verse 1. Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? I wondered if there was a way out of the chains that held me. By God's favor, those moments became the turning point. They awakened in me a desire for real change. That change grew over time. I became a leader in my workplace and in the Christian community, a voice of encouragement for those who thought they were beyond hope. I also became an entrepreneur, learning to build something from the ground up through faith, resilience, and perseverance. My story is a reminder that no matter how many times we fall, God can turn our lives around. Success is not defined by accolades or wealth, but by the simple truth that His grace can change anyone's heart and direction. With His guidance, we are able to rise, live authentically, and inspire others to do the same. I have learned that true success is measured not by what we achieve for ourselves, but by the impact we leave on others when God's love and purpose flow through us. As a witness to God's work in my life, I believe sharing His word has the power to bring hope, healing, and inspiration. Luke tells of a man freed from many demons, restored by Jesus. When the man begged to follow him, Jesus instead said, return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. The man went and proclaimed throughout the city what Jesus had done for him. Luke chapter 8, verse 39.